The sisters of a woman missing from Galway Bay since last Tuesday say they are completely overwhelmed by the response of the community who are helping them to try and find her. They say they're forever grateful to the thousands of people who have offered support. Maura Ní Athairte was reported missing from Silver Strand Beach hours after the singer-songwriter Johnny Doohan was also lost at sea. Speaking to us in the past hour, Mairead and Fionnuala Ní Athairte said they are blessed to have known Maura and that they will not give up until they find her.
Obviously, when this happened, we were in shock, obviously, at first, but we just had to act and try and do everything we could to try and find Maura again. So the response we got was absolutely unbelievable. Obviously, you know, the services were called in and all that. But to be honest, it's been the response from the community that has completely overwhelmed us. And we would not be where we are today. I know we're still searching, but, you know, we have come on and every day we're learning something new and improving our searches. And hopefully, you know, we will get a result very, very soon. So, you know, we're organising, depending on tides and, you know, weather and that kind of thing, we're organising searches, two searches. At the beginning, it was almost three searches, but two searches every day, kind of a morning one and a nighttime one. And it's just been absolutely crazy. We have been kind of trying to organise things, myself and Mairead and other members and friends of the family. But every day when we stand at the beach and we look out at those lines of people lining up, it is just completely, completely overwhelming. I'd say we've had up to 600 people in the daytime searches and 300 to 400 people, you know, 250 minimum every single night out there in, you know, really not hard conditions and wet conditions and cold conditions. And the people that have been keeping us going, without the people, we wouldn't be able to keep the faith and the hope as we have until now.
It's just amazing, isn't it, that people have been willing to travel, as I gather, pretty much from all over the country to come and take part and to see if they can find Maura.
Yeah, all over the country. And even we've had many like friends and family members who have travelled from Australia, from, you know, Abu Dhabi, places like that, who got on the first flight to be here with us and to be out there on foot or out in vessels, trying to help us with these searches. It's, you know, all we do is, you know, organise times, and, you know, there's a lot more that happens behind the scenes from, you know, all our friends and family who are helping out, and friends and family of Dan's, Maura's boyfriend. But without these people, I honestly don't know where we'd be today, because they're what's keeping us going. They're organising the searches. We had up to 25 drones, you know, in the air. And these are all, a lot of these are just people who have seen our posts on social media or have heard from friends or our friends of friends and have dropped everything to come out and help us in, as I said, not ideal conditions lots of days. And even on the water, you know, the first few days we might have had, you know, five or six boats. Day two went up to 20, and I think it was the day before yesterday and maybe yesterday we had up to 120 vessels on the water searching for Maura with, you know, any kind of equipment they could gather, between boats, kayaks, jet skis, paddle boards, anything people could find. They've just been absolutely unbelievable. And we'll never be able to thank them enough for what they've done for us.
It's just a reminder, isn't it, Mairead, that people can be amazing. Will you tell us about your sister?
Maura was just an absolutely amazing person. Everyone who met her fell instantly in love with her. She was just something else. It's an absolute testament as well to see everyone showing up and coming out for her. She was the kindest, funniest and most special person I've ever known and probably will ever know. She was the best sister and friend and partner to Dan. And we're all very lucky to have known her. It's going to be very difficult for us to move on from this. But we'd just like to thank our friends and families and the thousands of people who have shown up in any way for Maura. I think everyone would agree that she was just a very different person, and we're all very blessed to have known her. I'd actually also like to just say that there's updates available about all the searches on Instagram, which is Bring Maura Home. And we understand that the weather is bad and that people are going back to work this week, but we're trying to keep going and we're trying to keep driving on, and we're not giving up until she is found. So thank you to everyone and anyone who has donated or shown up for us as a family in any way. And we cannot thank you enough, and we will be eternally grateful to you all. It's absolutely just amazing, outstanding.
With all the news that we've had recently, you know, in the media, it's usually not bad news like this, but the response that we've seen would actually restore your faith in humanity, because even though this is terrible tragedy, like, people are so good and so kind, and honestly, it just gives you a wake-up call yourself that when you do see these things on the news, and that when you do, you know, see these things on social media, that you do have to just get up and go out and help those people, because they are already in turmoil, and every single thing that people are doing is helping us.
And that was Fionnuala and Mairéad Ní Fhearthair talking to me about the search for their sister, Mo.